we're going to discuss the Gemara and Daf Tesvot. I was told that that's today's Daf. So the Gemara and Daf Tesvot and Aleph. The Gemara discusses first on the top of the page, based on the Mishnah, and Daf Yudalah, based on Hanoshim Bichlal Nezer. And the Gemara cites three sources with a lot of very original svaras, which really we're rather astounded at. Why should women not be included with Bichlal Nezer? What's the Havamina? I think otherwise. And the Gemara has to corroborate from three different sources. Then the Gemara, in the middle of the Daf, discusses again what we spoke about last week, namely, what's the status of Palga Niska, Chatzi Nezek of a short time? One man Yoma says Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, one man Yoma says Chatzi Nezek is Knas. The Gemara then presents the Machlokas in Svara, with the Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Kaimi, or Stam Shvarim La Becheska Shimur Kaimi. Subsequently, the Gemara distinguishes between the tam and the muad in the bottom of the daf. The tam pays chatzinez and migufo shol mazik. The muad pays in the sholim and aliyah. And now going over to the omid base, and that tesvav omid base, the Gemara then continues operating in this vein, the chilukim between tam and muad. And at what point the Gemara actually has to come to a maskana, and that's in the middle of the daf, sort of about 10 lines above, parallel to the tesis of Liflo Gulis and Bididot, 10 lines above that in the Gemara. The Gemara then comes to the Hashtag the Amrit, Palga Gnizka Knasa. We referred to this Gemara last week. We say the Chatzi Nezek is Knas. So now the Gemara comments and says, Hai Kalba Dochel Imri. That's the case we mentioned, which is called Keren Meshune, a kelev that eats kvasim, that eats lambs, Meshunba Yochel Tanugola, or a chatul, the cat that ate a tanugol, Meshunehu, Velo Magbinim Babo. So this is a very famous Gemara. But the Gemara says that in Babel, we're not able to collect knosot. Anything that has to do, which is a knas requires a bezin of smuchim. It requires a bezin that is authorized, and that bezin of smuchim only exists in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. We have this Gemara is quoted a number of times in Shas. But here's the Gemara lays down the principle that ein donin dinei knasas b'bavel because of the requirement of smuchim. Rashi tells you outright, that Babel ain't smicha. There's no smicha in Babel. Smicha only exists in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, the din of dina knossos is not relevant. The Gemara then continues. Bahani Mila, the Gemara says, Berav Rabbi. This is only when we're talking about Tanugolim and Kvasim Gedolim, because that is clearly Meshune, namely that a cat or a kelev is going to engage in this kind of mayhem. However, the Gemara says, Abu Bezutri Urcheu. It's Urche, it's a different story. And then the Gemara continues, Vi Tafas, Lo Mavkinamine. So even though Ain Donadine Knossos Bababel, however, Rashi explains, Vi Tafas Nizik Bababel, Lo Mavkinamine. Apparently, the Nizik does have some recourse, even though in Bezdin, in a formal kind of way, he wouldn't be able to go ahead and if he wants to collect, you won't be able to collect through formal channels, but informally, well, if you want to call that informally, where he tofas, the Gemara says, lo mafkina minei. Continues Rashi.
It's orche,
I'm sorry?
It's orche, then it's shame, isn't it?
Okay, that, this is the issue.
It's
say that. So we're talking about, obviously, not a knas. A knas always means something which is, the way Rashi throughout Shas defines knas, something which is beyond the basic. Anything which is beyond the basic is considered to be a knas, but as Dr. Mazak has noted, that here we're talking about if it's Urche and Shein, so then obviously that is a different story. But the Gemara says, here, be tofas, loy mafkina minei. So then the nizik does have.
So what line is that? That's going about the rock.
Correct.
That's important.
Right, correct. Obviously, it's going on that situation, and then that's where Rashi goes further. Rashi explains over here. Below toughest nizik. That's it. Nizik does not grab. Nizik is the one that was injured. His property, that is. The Yomar Kubul Yizman, Nelesi Bahadi Laradi Yisrael. Give me time, but I can go there to Yisrael. I'll be able to come to a Beis Din, and hopefully they'll help me collect. So then we do give him that period of time. So the basic rule of thumb in the Gemara here is that there's a din of Tfisa, even when it comes to Knas. There's a halacha of Tfisa, even though we're talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says the next line as well, with Rashi, what I just recited from Rashi, but it's in the Gemara, obviously. V'yomar kibuli zimna v'yazinu l'aradi yisrael kabino lei. V'yloi ozil, the mazik doesn't come, v'shamtino lei. Then they can go ahead and literally, he can be put in cherem, he can be excommunicated. U'bein kach, the Gemara said, but despite everything, v'shamtino lei ad demasalik hezekah. That you can go ahead and put him in cherem, until the Hezek is going to be addressed. Rashi says, Benkach or Benkach, Rashi learns over here, V'shamtinu le'laragas akelev and the chatul, adam esalik ezeke, until you get rid of the potential individual who's capable of wreaking this kind of damage. And the Gemara quotes the famous halacha, Vidur Abnasan, the Tanya Abnasan, Omei, Menayin Shoshgad Olam, Kelev Rabbeto Beso. I know people who own Klavim, they told me there's no such thing as a Kelev Rab. Okay, I'm just being cute. Minayin, the Shaloh Yigal Adam Kelev Rab, B'toch Beso. Kelev Rab obviously means a Kelev that's going to be harmful to those around him. The Al Yamit Sulu Ruah B'toch Beso, Tamalomar, Lo Sasim Damim, Vivesecha. So I want to just start now, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Dinim Atfisa, Miknas. But the Gemara says he toughest lo mafkin mine. What is the nature of that halacha? So here in Maran Makom number one, there's a rush. This is one of the most famous rushes in Shas. So the rush in Baba Kama, the first parak. I hope you have a Gemara because I didn't Xerox that. So the rush in the first parak of Baba Kama on Oschof, very very lengthy rush. Let me just outline first say. What the issue is, there seems to be a machlokes b'zman hazeh. When the Gemara says in tafas mavkinim minei, what is the nature of this din of tfisa b'knas? Is this a takonas chazal? The chazal made a takona. You can't simply leave everything in the lurch, namely that the person has no recourse. But chazal mesaking that you have the ability to go and be tofes knas. That's the position of the Rama and other Rishonim. And the Rush is Cholik. The Rush learns, this is a Din Daraisa. That this is not a Takonas Chazal, it's Meikra Din. Of course, the problem is in Bubba, you can't go ahead and enforce, there's no way to enforce this Midas Adin. But, okay, it may not be enforceable. However, Ovid Inish Dil Anavshe means that notion that a person go ahead on his own, and the kind of Wild West kind of, environment, and but it's basically a din daraisa. No. Take a look at the lashon. I'm sorry. I should have zeroed it. Okay. I mean, the rush is a lengthy rush. Baba Kama. Maybe you should get a larger Gemara, Rabbi Asker. Oh, sorry. More. That's a joke. Anyway, that's called Briska Yuma. So look on Chaf. What I'll do is I'll read it straight, even though I really don't want to read it straight, but I'll read it straight. Only because... you won't be able to get the context. So here he says, "Itma palganiska." Everyone have that? Chaf. Rapapa man mamona. Avuna bray the Yeshua maknasa hilchas the knasa abi. Hilchah chol davar mishune, as the case the Gemara described. Albi Sheshanah Lezeko, Nafak Lamitar Shein, Rabbi Keren, Kalba the Ochal Imri. These are unusual, extraordinary cases. The Kelev that eats lambs, and the Shunra, the Chatul that eats Tanigolim, Rabbi, Mishalim Chatzin Ezek, Alatroros, that we know, the Gemara in the second paragraph of Babakama, of Ketzer Erego. Avagad the Mishalim Chatzin Ezek, Mamonahu, Yuruchahu, means kicking the pebbles and causing damage. Ella, the Allah Gimirullah, that's Allah Habashim Sinai, the Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. So now, here's the part that's beginning to be relevant. Yavagav the Palga Nisku Knossahu, Vulam Agbinala Babel, you can't collect in Babel. Itofas, if the Nizi decides to grab because he wants his money back, so you know he can't enforce it in a law, in a court of law, so then, Lom Afkinamide, kind of Abinish Dilan Afshe, he does his own thing, and he goes ahead and collects from the Mazi. Bishav and the Tamzal, the Dafka, Tofas, Drahamazi Gatsmo. So Rabbi Natan limits this to tefisa that took place at the moment that the nezek occurred. Then you have the din of itafas lo mafkinimine. Alba midi achrina lo. But you stop, it's not the, we're not living in the Wild West. Now this also is, it sounds like,
can only take that which only.
It's not clear what he's saying. Dafka, tafas, Dvar HaMazik Atzmo, something that belongs to the Mazik, so he's grabbing in order to get his money. Okay, that it could very well be what he's referring to. It's a very whole deal here in the, among the Achronim, what he's referring to. Well, let's say, like Rabbi Yasker right now, you grab the Dvar HaMazik Atzmo, so if you're Tovi B'Shasa Hezek, so then you could use that to somehow try to find a way to salvage what you lost. You can't stop, go ahead and engage in any kind of grabbing. B'shasa Hezek, correct. Dafka B'shasa Hezek, what does that mean? It means that we don't even know what the shear of Shasa Hezek is. I mean, we're not talking about Tochid Dibur. Obviously, it's a bit after that. But let's assume the event is still taking place. Avamidi Achrinolo, Di Amrit, the Bechol Midi, the Tophis, Midi Deka Omad, Lo Mafkinamina, if you say you can grab anything, and just engage in helter-skelter, mayhem, in order to get his money back, also the de takola. That could lead to catastrophic consequences. You'll just go ahead and grab whatever you can get your hands on, the property of the mazik, and no one could do anything to you, because they ain't done dinik nasis. Then the guy will end up losing even more than the actual damage that was caused by the mazik. So it's not a free for all, and it's only, as he said, b'shasa hezek. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And then he asks on this. Okay, I told you, I don't know whether Caleb Rod is, that's what I was mocked in, that people who own dogs, they don't understand what you are talking about. There's no Caleb. Yeah, I understand, I hear what you're asking. It's not clear, but I want to try to focus on this because of, he goes on, and a few comments he makes here. My main interest is to establish what is the nature of this halacha. Of this halacha, tfisa, b'knas, b'zman hazeh. As I said, it seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim, is it Takonas Chazal, or, as I said, it's a Din D'Oraisa. So he goes on to ask on this statement, Lo Yechol D'Lam Al Dvarav, Timlok HaChiosim Echdei Nizokov, let's say a guy takes, the damage was $100, and he takes $500 worth of property from the Mazik. Yechol Bezin Lodun G'neshiyachselo HaMosa, of course the Bezin is going to intervene. And this is an injustice, absolutely, and therefore he has no right to do that. And they're going to make sure that the money is returned to the mazik. Gulam mikri dini knas bababa. Sharei kvad nifra minisko b'shtakonas chachomim. Shomu lo mafkidim inei. So here he says clearly, it's takonas chazal. So that takona, they gave them the right to go ahead and grab the animal in order to salvage the nezek, the value of the damage that was caused to him. So the whole issue, if he takes more, not just from the animal, but stam property belonging to the mazik, then Bezin is going to intervene, and they're going to make sure that this is not going to be done. And they're going to return whatever discrepancy, whatever differential there is between the amount of money that was damaged and which he is worthy of getting back, and anything else, and that's going to be taken care of. And therefore, says the Rosh, Hilkach Nireh, V'chol mili de tapas ha-mafkini minei, yim tapas yosvich de nisko, shamalo bezit me nisko, u'matzi miyadu ha-mosar. Okay, so he's trying to, as I said, find a way to deal with kinosos, bizman hazeh, the bavel, outside Eretz Yisrael. So we have here an approach, namely, a takanas chazal. That there's a takanas da'abonon that you can go ahead and somehow take what you feel is justified, namely the value of the damage, but nothing beyond it. Then he quotes a rabbi, by rabbi's al kosa, Yavgav lo magbirin ha'in no knossos. The rabbi said, no, there is no collection. There's no monetary collection. However, omer abonon de mishamtin olay, ad de mefayet and nizik, kiru'uz bezdin. So there's another approach. They put you in cheret. You can be excommunicated. And if you're excommunicated, so then hopefully you'll come to your senses. Okay, I'm not discussing the reality of all these things, but you'll come to your senses. Bizman Chazal, apparently, Shabta was quite serious. You see, for many Gemaras in Shas, people took it seriously. Today, it has no value whatsoever. I hate to say things like this, but the Bezdin, Batidinim, I know I'm involved with a number of such Gittin, which are just impossible situations. And a person could be literally not just excommunicated, but be publicized everywhere, has no impact whatsoever. I don't know if I should say over the next mic set. I said it over once. Rabbi Baum is here, he's from England, and they will not be able to handle this, what I'm about to say. This is a Maisa Shehoya. I sat at a Bezdin of Gidden, I won't say where it was, in a certain city. I was not the Masada Gidden, it was a very Choshver Tal Chacham. I wanted to get Shimush in Gidden, and so I did. And there was a certain chassid, I won't mention what kind of chassid as well, refused to give again to his wife, who went on for 10 years, this story. I lived in that city for almost that period of time. You probably know what I'm talking about, but anyway, Lo Mishaneh, so not Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, I lived here maybe much more than 10 years, thank God. Anyway, so one of the people on the Bezdin, and I was one of them, suggested that we turn to this great Hasidic sect, and we'll go and speak to the people in New York City, and they, obviously it was not New York, and they will, they know how to deal with these things. And so, okay, so we called them. They said they'll send a Dayan, one of the Dayanim, to this city in order to investigate to see what the situation is, and they came, and they investigated. They discovered that the Rosh HaBezdin was correct. It was a 10-year equal, there was no reason the get should not be given. And then they essentially warned the gentleman, this Hasidic gentleman, that you must give a get, and there's a din. If you don't do so, there are Gemaras, Kaifin Asachem, Aretzani. So he laughed at it, because for 10 years, his wife was a aguna. Anyway, the next day, he was in the hospital with two broken arms, two broken legs, was beaten to a pulp, and in the hospital, he gave the get. Again, was given in front of the Bezdin. I was a member of that Bezdin. I was shocked beyond shocked. I never in my life saw anything like this. So was the Rosh HaBezdin. He almost was not able to stand on his feet. He never saw anything like this. I imagine the secular authorities, had they gotten wind of what happened, they would have probably arrested all of us. I would imagine for complicity. I don't know what they would have arrested. But the get was given. Beyond, they were very successful. I'm not telling you which Hasidic sect it is. You can figure it out. Doesn't take too much. That Hasidic sect was recently involved. I couldn't believe it. The actual Rebbe made some statement about those Rishoyim, those Rofim who went to Iran and what have you. He actually came out with a public statement. Someone showed it to me. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to. If you don't follow these things, I don't either. Anyway, okay, I'm just saying this. So Mishamtin Alei Bizmanenu Anu is almost worthless, but Bizman Chazal, Mishamtin Alei had the impact. What? Yes, that's right. Anyway, so Adam Faisal and Lizzie Kiruz Bezin. Mineshlam Kitsum and Atorah, So he doesn't like that either, the Rosh, along the Hira. Because he says, the Gemara says today, no, we don't even have that koach, even the koach of being makrim someone. Hello, he asked me the dina, there's a sub, laba yazil, except the only choice is to go there to sell, where you have a bezin of smuchim, and then you can deal with the issue. And he goes further. The old dvar of Harry Graves is in the kasim bababa, the end of guvaina, gdolim mizo. What's going on here? That's literally guvaina. You're actually exacting the money that we say you can't do in bababa. Okay, I'm not going to all the pratim. And then he discusses the next issue, but I don't want to talk about that issue. So now, you skip down to the, if you have it in the left-hand column, it's about 20 lines down, where it says, Dap Pei Dali. You see that in the Rosh Pei Dali? Oh, Takanta. See that? Lo Takanta, the Abdele, the Nizeku, the Chi Abdele, the Nizek Takanta, the Karnad, Lo Lissim Amoni, Abo, the Charuse, Midi Mamona, the Achrini, Lo Takinole. Lo Nirole. So now all the above said that it was a takona. Takonas chazal. Comes the Rosh and disagrees, and the Rosh says it's not a takonas chazal, but rather dino dimidaraisa mechayule el shem lo daim abavol she chofenolita lo bechol ki agam lo abinish dino l'rafshe. This is a din daraisa, not a takonas chazal. Wow, a din daraisa. The only problem is we have no bezin that's capable of carrying out, of enforcing this halacha. So therefore, you go ahead on your own. Avinish dila nafshe. V'lo mafkin le minei adiyoyim kol ne mechuyu le medaraisa.
What's the din
daraisa? So, the din daraisa, which we have to discuss in a moment, I'm going to talk about it. I mean, what's it based on? Din daraisa has to be based on some pasuk.
This is within Shitas Rav
Huna. Which Rav Huna are you talking about?
Avinish. No, the Nassos are...
In Babel.
No, but that
or a mammon, okay.
Right.
Or
we work with the Rav Huna.
Yeah.
So those who are deriving numbers are saying that that's only a din of the Rav
Huna. No.
I missed
the Tvisa
part.
The Tvisa, correct. That's the issue. I mean, that what you just raised is exactly the question that is discussed here by Rishonim. And after meeting between these two positions, first of all, I thought the machlokes, you know, it's not so clear what's the hesber of this machlokes, whether it's a takonas chazal or a din daraisa, that tvisa b'knas b'tanazeh. So I thought it's totally on the question when the chiyuv knas is chal. Is the chiyuv knas chal mishas maisa hezek, or is the chiyuv knas chal mishas hamad b'din? That's the next item number two here in Tasing Subis. He discusses that, but you don't have to look at it right now. I'm just saying that according to the Rosh, he holds that the chiyuv of Knas is Chal B'Shas Ma'ezah and Ezek even before the Pesach of Bezdin. So B'Zman HaZeh, we have no Bezdin, we have no Smuchin. So there's a din of Tvisa D'Araisa Medin, Avedin Shdil L'Nafshe. However, the other man Yomar, namely the Ramah, whoever it is, they hold no, that Bezdin is Mechayet Knas B'Daraisa, so at best the Tvisa is a din Rabban. That's part of the Hezber. It's not explicit, but I think that's the understanding, my understanding. I'll tell you another Nafkamina, according to what Dr. Masenke said. Nafkamina would be that whether does Tvisa help only by a short time or by any Chiyuv Knas? Means that by all Kefel, by Dal Behei, if it's a Takana de Rabbanim, I would say they were Masakin at the dinner Tvisa only by Nizikin. Because Nizikin, the Nizik would have lost money, but now we've gone in Kefel Dal Behei. Zoch Sarkis, that's already Me'alam Eva, that's how Rashi defines throughout Shas. Knas, Me'alam Eva, the carrot, Me'alam Eva, the basic principle amount that a person has to give out. Mashenkin, according to the Rosh here, he holds that Tvisa helps Midaraisa. So the chiyuv knas is chal mishas maise. So I would say it doesn't make a difference. Tvisa should help by all knasos midaraisa, including knasos and kevul dalvei. That'd be another nafkamina. There are two nafkaminas I see between the Rama, who's the one that he's the shita that's quoted by Meir Levi Abulafia, that the din of tvisa is manazes takonas chazal, or the position of the Rosh that's a din daraisa. Now this tasting soup is here. What? Okay, so that's also part of this discussion, that the Tosfos here, Ksubis, and other Rishonim talk about that. If you take a look here, yeah, because the Tosfos Ksubis here says on Mem Beis, on page number two, on page number, what page is it here? Page number one? Page number one, there's a Tosfos here who says that the Chiyuv Knas, he goes from the Ri, Enam Yischayel Mishas Hamad Abadin. So it's not the Shas Maisa of the Hezek that actually is Mechayim and Knas, but the Shas Amar Badin. So, okay, and as you said, the issue of Amar B'Knas is very, very significant. But Tesis, by us, is really more significant in some respects. Look back on Tesvav and Beis now, the bottom Tesis, on the bottom of our Sugya, Tesvav and Beis and Baba Kama, V'Tofas Loim Afkina Mine. So here, Tesis spells out, he writes here, Omer Avin Etan. Everyone see that? Bottom of Tosis. Dafki Tavas Hamazik Atzmo. To go and kill him, how Ashun, what Omer Adlom Afkin, the Vimazik, hey, Kil Chacham, Sheyucha Lahazik Bo, Im Lekocha Bishasa Hezet. If he grabs it, he meaning the Mazik, grabs quickly the Kelb of the Shunra. Lo Mafkin Mine. The Nezek. Of course he means the Nezek. So they here they point out on the side there are all kinds of so the Nizu we're talking about if he does so then lo mafkinim inay and he writes why hey kilu chachomim sheyucha lahachzik bo'am lekocha b'shas ha'ezek abamidi achrina lo and he goes on like we saw just now in the rush he b'chol dava sheitvos lo mafkinim yolo de takola da yom o lemocha yigzo kol asher lo you'll just literally steal the guy out of house in hand, but the lots of you men are not done any classes. So the after Yosef and Mashi Hisin. So the text is more or less, as I said, it says over here that according to Abin Atam, that you can go ahead and up to the value of the Nezek, you can go ahead and grab. And this is exactly what, as I said, what the Rosh asked on this position of Abin Atam. He asks, he doesn't understand. That he writes there, what's he talking about? If he takes more, then of course Bez is going to intervene. So what's that machlokes? So I thought that also, that machlokes is totally on the question whether, what is the nature of this tfisa? The way I understand from Tesis, almost as if this tfisa is embedded into the actual givia that you're entitled to do. Therefore, tam. So you're allowed to go ahead and grab from the mazik. Tashlumi tam of the mazik is migufo, not min ha'aliyah, and that's a chelik of the gviya. That's a part of the process of normally what a bezin would do to make sure you got your money back. Rashi, going to the rush. The rush holds no. The lush of the rush is, if I can read it again, I have it in front of me. I just read it. You have to go back. You trust me. Midaraisa mechayiv le el sheim lo dayim babavol sheichofenu liten lo b'chol ki agamna avin ish diyus v'nashi. Sounds like it's based on the din of kfiya. Ein dayin babavol sheichofenu. That we don't have the power. We don't have the authority. I think it has a lot to do with it because the question here, as I said, midin kfiya, you probably, if you hold this based on kfiya, on the, how should we put it, the coercive powers, so then you could probably grab even more than Dmei HaMazik because you're being machriach the mazik to pay the knas of Chatzi Nezek. But if you hold that you can't do that because otherwise you'll steal the guy, steal him out of hand at home, the Rosh says he. So that I would say, Rabbi Natan is saying the following. He said that. You're right. It's a shear. It's a slum. You're saying. Okay, but the machlo, I see a machlokus is the losh of the Rabbi Natan. The text quotes, "He tofas, you grab the mazik himself." I mean, the tefisa is chal bidin gvia begufa. That's how I understand that line. As if you're being gove the guf. The ibechal davar he says, if you tofas bidin. That's right. I'm saying, but if you tofas bidin kviya, yavo de takola. So what does he mean? Hekilu chachomim. Hekilu chachomim sounds like it's a takonas chachomim. Not a din daraisa. The Loshon says this, also like the Ramah, quoted by the Rosh. And the Rosh says, no, it's a din daraisa. Okay, but he says only b'shas ha'hezek. That also is troubling me. Why dafka b'shas ha'hezek? Because if you do it after the hezek, that's called an act of gezel. Then you're a gazlan, you're a thief. Quoted by the Tam, it has to be b'shas ha'hezek, and you take the mazik l'shusla. According to the Rosh, if it's based on what he calls here, seems to be a din of kfiya, of coercion, so then it helps, obviously, even after the Maisa Hezek, and then you'll be able to go ahead and grab Lav Davka, Bishas Maisa Hezek. Okay, that's just one issue which I thought is significant in this sugya. I want to just, I would actually discuss the issue of Mod Biknas, but maybe before I do that, because I'm not sure I'll have enough time. The Rush here, take a look now in the Rush in Perek Achovel, Baba Kama. If you have the Perek Achovel, you have a Rush here also. You don't mind, I didn't see Rux that either. The beginning of Achovel and Baba Kama, the Rush quotes from the Gaonim what he mentioned over here as well. But that's where the mockery is. Mishamtinole, that you're allowed to go put the person in Cherim till the Nizek will be Mefuyas Bashir Haroyulam. You can trust me, but let's read it inside. The Rush in the beginning of Hachovel, one second. It's in the beginning of the eighth parak. It's on page, I don't know if you have the same pagination I do, on Kuflam and Beis. I'm sorry? I think it's should be Simon Gimel or Dalit. I mean, the others are also important, but if you take a look in Gimel, you see Gimel? The Chubas HaGoyim Nishal, Imar Tzemach Goyim Zal, Elu Nari Sheshem Knas. Oh, you don't have a Gemara. There's nothing left, he said. Maybe there's another Gemara. I'm sorry, okay, next time I'll have to make sure I Xerox it. They're all together. No? Oscar doesn't quote there. I'm sorry. Okay. No, there's no Rush there.
Yeah, you have the Rush.
Oh, the Rush is there, Rabbi Munitz. It's there. It's there in the back. So in Gimel... Alright, anyway, but you was going them Nisha Mimar Tzemach Gonzal, the Ilanari Sheshem Knas, Maru the Agam of the Bavel, Deshalay Echaita Nisga. Veshu Klal, Omre Magbin Knas Bavel, El Mishum Shalay Echaita Nisga. You don't want the person who committed this transgression to gain from this. Veshalay Yisoh Putzim Bin Ezekin. She came and she yelled him, she ain't going to Knas Bavel, Shokhin Yad Zebazet. Nagu Chacham Machim Lenadesa. So here's where he brings this din of Nidui or Shamtoi, whatever you want to call it. Hachi Yifaisu B'Mamon, Hachi Abel of Reim, Yifaisu B'Dvarim, and Umaisu B'Echot Shehit Bilshuna Shechaveh B'Nidu Mar Rav Tzadik Goyin Zal Yomelo Dove Kotsuri and Yichotik Olech Olech Paisu or B'Dvarim or B'Mamon Yashro Koldin Hiknosu B'Teglim Uminikam Shinoag Mar Rav Tzadik Goyin Adonai Nonu Noagim. So here's the Mokar for putting someone in Chayim. So now look in the air on page number 3 of the Maror Mikomos. First page number 2, it starts at number 2, sorry. Look on page number 2 of the Maror Mikomos and you'll see the commentary of the Rambam. Rambam quotes this halacha, Perkei Chosanet. It was a halacha Yizayim. It says, Minin ga yeshivas v'chutz aretz, Abba b'yishe en govim, Shom Knas Minadinoso, Achi Faisa Baldino, Oyalimo the Din Beretz Yisrael. So he quotes this practice of putting someone in Cheret. He came Shiitan Oshir Haroyolo, Matir Niduyo, Bench in Ispais Baldino, Bench Alon Ispais, the Chenim Thomas Hanizik, Shir, next page, Masheroyolo Lito, Ein Maltzian Osobiyado. So the Ram also has this same kind of concept. And this Takonas Agonim is based on a Mishnah. So you look in, if you have Baba Kama, I hope they have the Mishnahis over there in your Gemara. Oh, you don't have the Gemara B'chol. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara in Baba Kama, that's Tzadik Beis and Aleph. Look at Tzadik Beis, which is also, again, the Sugya, which is very famous. It's actually the last Mishnah Perek HaChovel. So the last Mishnah Perek HaChovel is a well-known Mishnah. Mishnah says here, that Alpha Bishum Nosin though is the same. I spoke about this a number of times. Al Soloveitchik said a shir of this. He compared this Mishnah to the Mishnah of the Yeni Yuma. It's found in Darash Dosh Yosef in Pashat Nitzot. That's where I wrote it out. Tzvei dinim, two different halachas. One is the din of Mechila, which is the Mishnah of Baba Kama. The other is the new halacha that the Rambam has in Hilchos Teshuvah. The Rambam quotes in two places. He quotes in Chevel Mazik, this Mishnah, and he quotes in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Mishnah of the Yeni Yuma. So the Rav Soloveitchik thought there were two separate Mishnayos. One is a din of Mechila, one is a din of Pius and Ritzo, you have a new din. So here he says, I'll read the Mishnah. Abba Mishu Ndosi, that means we're talking about the early Mishnah Chove. Al-Chove L'Chaveh Chai V'Chai Mishu Dvarim, Nezik Tzari Yibushev is Boshes. So that's not sufficient. Monetary restitution is not sufficient. But rather, Enonim Chal Shevakish Yimeno. You have to go and ask the person for Mechila Shenema, Yato Hoshev Eches Ha'ish Vechiei. You have to go and ask Kinoviu, Yisbal Ba'atcha Vechiei. Fine. So here we have this halacha, which means, what is Achievakish? Some sort of a din of pius is taking place over here. So again, so what you see from this, that's what they bring down as the makor for this takonas hagaonim quoted by the Rambam, namely the takonas hagaonim, what he calls minhag yeshivas v'chutz laaretz. It means the minhag yeshivas refers to Pumpadisa and Surah in Babel, those yeshivas. So they had a minhag, it's based on this Mishnah, that the chovel is mechuyav to be mefayis to nechbal till he gives him mechila. And so even though ain't done din knasas b'Babel, as we just said it now, however, that's only the gabi l'chiv mamash b'knas, the gabi l'gviyas haknas. However, without pius, that's the takana of Chazal, that you are mefayis him, and that's what Rishonim point out, that there's no, when it comes to chaval and knasas, there's no shear that's katsu b'Torah. But in knasas, that the shear is katsu b'Torah. Let's say, for example, lamed shel eved, yashor shel nogach eved, so shoshim shkolim itel azonov, v'ashor yisoker, regarding that, if the shear is mentioned by the Torah, and the shear actually is katsu by the Torah, then mishamtinu le, until you pay that entire shear hakatsu. Means once the Torah is katsu, the shear tashum, that's what the Rosh points out afterwards in Hachavel, that, so then, okay, so now I want to talk about the next part of the Gemara here, that's Hezvav and Mebez, which is going to go on the next page, on page number 4. The Gemara said here, a din of Kelav Ra, on Tezvav and Mebez, right before the Mishnah, if you remember, the din of Losas and Dov and Mebez Secha. Now this is very fascinating, first of Halacha Lamaisa perspective, and the Gemara calls it Pasim. Why can you not do anything which would be potentially damaging? Kelav Ra B'toch Beso, Osul Ra'ua B'toch Beso. The answer is, Losas and Dov and Mebez Secha, Pen Yipol Hanofel Mimenu. So now take a look on page number 4. I saw in the Shin Gebetz, he calls from Marie Katz, one of the Rishonim. He says here, Avogav the Hachdir Abnosan Lomari Behezek. You don't understand exactly how we extrapolate from there. Abnosan is not talking about, he's talking about Loyigad Odom Kelebra, Val Yamit Sulu Ruah, but Tok Beso. He's not discussing the Zikin. So how does the Gemara, how do the Rishonim, how does the Gemara actually extrapolate from there to, from the puzzle of Al-Sas and Dabin Beisecha to Asugya, namely Hezek? So he says, Avogav the Hachdir Abnosan Lomari Behezek, but rather, Ela B'sakhan and Defoshes, Kinmuch Achor Al-Sas and Dabin Beisecha. So he writes over here that there it's Sakhan and Defoshes, namely that the Gemara actually quotes the story of a woman who was, because of the kelev, she miscarried, the Gemara says, so that's a case of Sakhan the Fashas. No, basically, he's not, Rav Nosson is talking about the Isur not to be Misakhan the Fashas, and our Isur is talking about a kelev, Sheochal Imri, Shehizik Mamam. So he doesn't really answer the Kasha, the Vyadi was 19, the Marie Katz. The Kasha is a good Kasha. Okay, one second. That it could be that even though the Isur Daraisa is only Chal, B'Shah Sakhanas Nefoshes, however, the Chachamim extended the Isur, and anyone who is Machzik, any Mazik, B'Tok Beso, that's what you're saying. So they extended it, that there's a Chiv Shamta. There's now a Chiv actually to go ahead and put the person in Cherem. Okay, although. I understand the Chiv Tzisilika Hesek, but the problem is, as I said, the pasuk, the Gemara is calling a pasuk, the Isa Daraisa, the Sassan Dabin Beisecha, and that pasuk is talking about the Sakona, talking about Sakona the Foshes, that's the whole Kasha, the Marikats. So the Marikats, so you're saying, and I agree with you, I think you have to say that, that they extended this, then the obligation is to say that, okay, fine, the Salek at the Hezek Mitok Beisecha, make sure you remove the Hezek from your home, etc. Or you can say that maybe the Gemara is Mechadesh, that there's an Isur Daraisa lahachzik mazik b'toch beisecha, and the Gemara only cites the din of Rav Nosson. It's talking about misakin nefashis, but in reality, we're talking about any kind of potential sakana. There's an Isur Daraisa of maintaining such an environment or such an atmosphere. That's what, more or less what you're saying. Yeah, that, I'm getting to that. Don't worry. That's what I'm about to discuss. So now, because of that, so now take a look at the Gemara. If you have Baba Kama, you have a Baba Kama there. I hope. Look at the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. I just saw the Gemara on Thomas. On Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, in Shoshin Nagach, at the beginning of the Gemara here, at the end of the first Shoshin Nagach, there's a famous Gemara. There's a famous issue. Look at the Mishnah first. I'm in Hayam Beis. The Mishnah discusses how do you go about doing Shemira? Is there Shemira only for a short time? What about Shemira Muad? Is there a concept of Shemira? So the Mishnah says, Kashu Bala b'Moseira, Vinal b'Fan of Karoi. They tied the animal. It's what's called a Shemira Pchusa. Correct? And they, the Delas, Sheikhol Amirach Mitsuya, and they did that. Vinal b'Fan of Karoi, and then the animal went out. Yatsav Yizik. Echad Tam Yechad Muad Chayav Divra Meir. Doesn't make a difference. You're responsible. Rabbi Yudah Meir Tam Chayav Muad Pratu Shenema. Lo Yishmeinu Ba'ala B'Shamu Huzeh. The Pesach says Lo Yishmeinu, it's talking about a Muad. So therefore, that is the position of Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Lo Shmira Lo Sakin. And Rashi says here, Afil Lo Shamu Shmira Me'ula, Yipil HaKosu V'yatsa Chai. V'Shamu Muad, there's no way of almost preventing damage that he's going to cause, and even the Shmira Me'ula is not going to suffice. And if he knocks the wall down, he's going to be responsible. And then Rashi goes on to explain what the machlokes is. So the Gemara in Menvav and Aleph, when it has cites this position, which is you should know being quoted a lot now in the context of the Hamasnikim, Ein Lo Shmira Lo Sakin, to Rashi Yeshiva, quote this Mishnah. Omar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Lozo, the Omar Krov Lo Yishmerenu, Shuv Ein Lo Shmira Lo Zeh. Ilu, that's it. There's no
recourse.
No recourse. Omri Abayel Me'atu D'Chsiv Lo Yichasenu. I mean, that's the case of Bor, where the Torah says, so that we're going to interpret also. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Nun Beis. Kisol Karoi. You covered the Bor properly. You did a proper Shmira. So Gemara found the Maskana comes to our Gemara. Amar Abayi had time to Rabbi Elazar. He does not. Why does he say in Lashmira Lasakin? The only way you could take care of a Shura Muad is by essentially doing him in a Sakin. Kiditani Rabbi Elazar Omer. Minan Shuri Gadol Kela Rabbi Tov Beso. Ayam Mitzul Amur Rabbi Tov Beso Shenema Losasin Dam Beisecho. So the Pashas of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Elazar, the Isur is a lav of losasim dam veisecha. Would you not agree? A lot. This is the Gemara, I would say here, says clearly, my time to have a losa. Now, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says here, on top of the page, second line, so you got the other hachinami, hai lo yishmerenu, lo yikaimenu. So Rashi seems to compare the Isur of losasim damim to the Isur of lo yishmerenu. He's according to Rabbi Elazar, the analogy tells us that Shmira is not going to help for Shura Muad, and because of the Isa, your obligates, you kill the shore. So maybe when our Gemara introduced this idea, the Gemara is not necessarily referring to the Isa of Losas and Dam Beisecha that's Chal only B'Sakhan Tefashis. Maybe our Gemara is also talking about, similar to what Rashi says here, that what does it mean when the Torah says that lo sasim damim lo yishmerenu, means that according to Rabbi Elazar, the analogy teaches you that shmirah does not help for shura muad, and because of that isa you have to kill the shore. So our Gemara is also lav davka the isa of lo sasim takar tefasha, but rather lo yishmerenu, which is chava all niski mama. Just like you're not allowed to hold on to what you said, David, can't hold on to anything in your house which potentially could create a situation where damage might occur. You have to be misalik the hezek from your home, but it's not because of Lo Sasan Dabin Beisecha, but rather Mishum Lo Yishmeru. Okay, I'm just suggesting such an explanation. So, the Rush again, I'm not going to ask you to look through the whole Rush again, I'll read it for you, make it easy for you. The Rush also, Simon Chof, in that same Rush, in the first paragraph of Baba Kama, very Marech the Rush, writes over there, the Chora, I'll just read you part of his Lashon. He said, the Chora Mashma, the Koya Kalba, the Yachal Imri Rabbi, this Kelev that ate
big sheep,
I feel a pa machas, the Kori the Meshunem, Shan Chasinez, Vitema. In Kain Shramud, Hechim Mishkahaslay. So where do you find a Shramud? Kevin the Mishamtinale, but Pam Yishona. Right away, you put the Cheret. The Yeshlama, I've got the Kuril Mishune, even though it's called Mishune, and Madami the Keren. Shinuyot Godo Mishinu Keren. It's different. Shehundilcham and Mishagodo Men, Abashor, Beodo Tam, Lo Mishamtinale. You're not going to put the a short time, not going to put the owner in cherem. Abuhuad vada mishamtinale. Once he becomes a shuamur, then in chanami, then he'll go ahead and put him in cherem. Inami muad the behemah lo mishamtinale. Kevin him hisig mishalim as mishalim in aliyah. It's according to the maskan of the rush here that in the case of keller shachal imri, the reason why you put the owner in cherem because it's a sakana, because he writes shehu nilcham nimisha golom imenu. Not afraid to take on I don't know a bully. Someone who's much stronger than he is. Mashenkin, Mu'ad the Behema, in general, is not Misaki b'nei Adam, because Mu'ad the Behema ain't a Mu'ad the other. So, male, there's no Isser of Lo Sasan Dam Beisecha. So, here's what I wanted to show you, the Rambam. So, look at the Rambam now in Hilchos Ratzeach, Rambam Paragal, page number 5. Rambam, Halacha Dal, we'll start with that Halacha. This is also very, very famous Rambams. Because I want to show you that the Lab of Lo Sasan Dam Beisecha, according to the Rambam, includes not only something which has sakhalat nefashis, as you'll see, but in general, as you indicated, any kind of potential hezek is already embedded in there. So I'm reading Halacha Dalim. The Rambam says here, Echad Agag, this is what you, Rabbi Yasko, is referring to, the din of Makkah. That's what the Rambam is talking about here in Perak Yud Aleph of Rotseach Shmei HaSevish. He concludes it, in Hilchos Rotseach Shmei HaSevish, the pasuk, that Chisidne Bayis Chadosh, you have to make makel the gagechem l'sas m'dav beisecha ben yipol hanayvul mimenu. That's obviously a potential sakana nefashis. So the Rambam writes here in Halacha Dalim, echad gag v'echad kol lavo sheish bo sakana v'roi sheikashel ba'adam b'yamut v'lom shehaita lo be'er or bor b'chatzero. Means a person who has a well or a bor ben sheish bo mayim, ben sheish bo mayim, whether it has water inside, doesn't have water inside, chayav lasos chul yod dvar asar tzvachim. You have to create a gader of 10 tzvachim, a fence. O lasos lo kiso, you have to cover the bor, the bear, kadesh lo yipo, lo adu v'yamud. V'chein kol mikshol, Rama has. He extends it to any kind of mikshol, sheish bo sakon zafashis. Mitzis asei lo asiro, uli yishomer mimenu, uli yizor b'dabba yofi yofi, shenemar, yishomer lo choshmer nafshich amod. Let's say you didn't do it. You didn't remove the obstacle and you left it there. So the Rambam is telling you, what? I can't hear. No, I disagree with you. Not only Dvarim Sheyeshvim Sakonat Zafashis, but even what seems to, even though you're saying Dafka Sakonat Zafashis, he does mention. But he, see, the reason why I'm saying this is because the end, the Chen Kol Mikshol, that extension of the Rambam. What's the Chen Kol Mikshol? Initially, the Rambam agree. All right, he says, Nisasei Lasir, but then at the end he said, Yimlo Hesir B'niachan Mikshol Esam B'vilin De Sakona. Doesn't say Sakona to Fashis. They tumbled on this Rambam. Why does he not say even the third time Sakona to Fashis? Why does he say Mikshol Esam B'vilin De Sakona? Okay, I don't know if you can make the Yuki, but the Rambam is the Rambam. And that's what we do with the Rambam. We make these diukim. So our question is whether it's only Dafka, Dvarim, Sheish, Sakana, Tefashis, as Aviaska is claiming. And the reason why I say that is because look at next Rambam. The Rambam in number 6, which is the Rambam in Hilchos, Talmud Torah, of all places. The Rambam here is talking about Nidui, when you put a person in Cherem. So Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalid. The Rambam has a din to have Nidui. That you put people in cherem. There are rabbanim today who think that's what we should be doing with a lot of people. Mostly, Sfadish rabbanim. They're very into this need to capture at the time. Even if my name
is what?
The answer is yes. More for them than for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, they have emunat chachamim. People, they're very okay. Yes. Anyway, so but let me just show you this Rambam, if you don't mind. So look in Perek Vav of the Talmud Torah. He writes here in Yudalid that the previous halacha tells you harav shenidlo lechvodo, that they're all obligated linhog nidui b'menudeh. You have to listen to the one who is min nadeh, and you have to be min nadeh, the one who's min nudeh. Okay. Then he goes on that Yudal. Amed Rambam says the Rambam, it tells you the mishen nidu al shebizat tamidei chachamim. This happens quite often. Then the Rambam says, "Ad till Ad sheyachzer b'tshuva," and the atirulo, and then he says, "Al esrim arba dvarim min adam sodom," and then he has a list. The Rambam has a list of 24 things. So among the list, the Rambam has among the famous list. I'm reading Zayin. I should have forgot to circle that. So Zayin, he writes, "Mishiyesh b'rishuso davar hamazik." Gon Kelev Ra, Osulam Raua, Medadan Osachi Yazir Hezeko. I knew you were going to say that. All right, I would agree with you. I think that Mazik Mamastam is not Bechal the Lava Osasim Midaraisa. Your arguments are Asmachta, but obviously the thing that is being legislated here is, as I said, at least at the Rabbanan level, neither is Atakon of the Rabbanan anyway. But it's being done, as you said, the Salik Hezek. That's what we want to make sure, that all the Hezek and Masul. Now, in Sefer HaMitzvah, so the Rambam, which is the next item, on page number, I decided to investigate the matter fully. So on page number 7, in Reish Salik Zayin, another famous Rambam, when he's Magdid Alav al-Osam al-Adam Re'echa. This is another example, which clearly is relevant. So let me just read this Rambam. So, Hiziranu, Milahit Rashel, Bahatzalat Nefesh Echad, Kishenireu b'sakonet mavis. So that is what Rabbi Yaskir said. Oh, I have said. V'yelano yichol v'atzilo. This is Gemara said, "Hadn't I find Gimel?" Kimo shoya tovea bino. V'anachnu neida lishchot. Means obviously you have a what do they call it, a life saving course or whatever. What was that? Right, right, exactly. Very good. Oh, you have an armed robber. You have the ability, the wherewithal to go ahead and address a potential armed robber and confront him and either deflect or, if necessary, do whatever has to be done. This is the whole issue with Lashon v'chlolos, so I'm not getting to that problem right now because this has so many strictures and injunctions under its rubric. He sees a person's about to lose money. That's the part the Gemara said in Nadaf and Gimel. So you see him, God forbid, drowning. Remember that case of it was in Queens. You would know about this. Kitty Genovese, everyone saw people from their windows saw what was going on out there. And not a person lifted a hand to say a word or called anybody or did anything. Feel like playing. Okay, so the Rambam, as I said, here, you're right, that's what I was about to comment. So now we have El Samadam Re'echa. Not the Pasuk El Sosam Dam Ve'Secha. But the Rambam has here the Pasuk El Samadam Re'echa, which, as he says, includes Lahatzil Chaveiro Mehesed Mamon, Kemoshe Mechuy Latzil Mesakonet Nefoshes.
We're not going to end the damage, was not done yet.
But potentially there is possibility. The Rambam says, if you are machzik in your home, something that potentially could cause damage, you're over al-Samadam Re'echa. You're over al-Lav. You're right. It's a different pasuk, and this is actually even more far-reaching than the earlier Nosasan Dam Besecha. It's not just Sakana to Fashis. Any kind of potential Hefsin Mammon that might occur, I'm obligated to weigh in on it and to intervene, and that's a. And then now we'll go further. So now look at the Rambam on page number 9.
The first pasuk tells the owner to get rid of the matter. And
correct.
The first pasuk tells for me to get
exactly.
rid of the matter.
100%. That's what that was this case in Queens of Kitty Genovese. What?
Yeah, the next is also
Rambam labeled interesting labels. Yeah, that's correct. Now on page number 9, you're also, this is another Rambam perek Alvich is Rotzeh Halacha Yigimel. This is also, this is again the same, the Gedarim are very, 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 very famous. So here he writes, Kol ha-yochel ha-hatzil, be'eber, me'evara, v'lotarach, v'kachel ha-hitzel, b'naf shal sh'rodi, v'arogo, ha-ri z'shem v'domim. You stand, you don't just go kill people. That's the din. When a person has a din rodev, and you can actually save the nirdaf by disarming the rodev, not necessarily killing him. You don't have to kill him. You could just shoot him in the legs or disarm him or do whatever has to be done without killing him. That's the obligation. I'm talking about, right. They say that. That's why they did it. So he said, but this is the din of Rodev. So he says here, if you don't do so, obviously. Then he goes further. Rambam says that the Bechena Roe, you dalit. You see someone in danger, he's drowning, robbers are about to take his money, he's about to be devoured by a wild beast. You hire others. There's the argument they claim with those journalists. I don't know what the story was, but it's hard for me to imagine. But they told me you don't understand reality of life of the Middle East. It's hard for me. I can't even have a havamina that a journalist would accompany a Western journalist, accompany a Hamas massacre effort, and just come there for a photo op. And is fully aware of what's going on and not report anything to the authorities that people are being killed and maimed. I can't be mouse in such a world. What kind of a world do we live in? If it's true. I would hope it's not true. I think it's, maybe I'm just saying I'm wrong. Okay. Maybe I have a certain naive thing, certain tzmimut. Anyway, the problem is I once you come with this kind of approach, then no holds barred, and there are no gedarim anymore. I don't know how you make. Okay. So he says further, the Rambam, in all these cases, you have to hire someone to intervene if you yourself are not capable of doing it, or you hear that non-Jews or Muslim have evil intention, or they're planning for you some sort of Ahmad al-Hassan massacre. And you don't inform the authorities or Shiyeda Ba'ovichama Ba'oni Shuba Chaver Yochel Paiso, Biglal Chaver Lahosim Asher Liba Lo Below Piso, Ha'ose Asom Over Al Osama Al Dam Riecha. I didn't do what I do in number 10. You give me the Dalit. Oh, I didn't see the second page. I raised me up. Anyway, Bikitzer, say Over on Lo Osama Al Dam Riecha. So it's interesting. The Rambam does not here say that Hatzalat Mamon is included in Lo Osama Al Dam Riecha. I mean, over here. He said about mitzvahs before he said that. He included Hatzalat Mamon. Here he does not include Hatzalat Mamon in the Losam and Adam Riecha. Yeah. I mean, you're right. There could be that's included as saying a listen. Listen is an armed robber. But okay, I think that he does not say it explicitly. In Sefer mitzvahs, he said explicitly that's included. Here he doesn't say it explicitly. I mean, this also is an issue. That does he pass in the Mishnah Torah like Sefer Mitzvahs that Hatzalah from Hefsid Mamon is also included in the Losam Adam Riecha? Or maybe the Rambam recanted, perhaps he changed his mind because we know Sefer Mitzvahs is not La Halacha. Anyway, the maskana of all this is that there a person who has a potentially damaging situation in his home, you're over on one of three Yisurim, either three lavim, lo sasam davim ve'secha, or the Rashi writes in Babakamim and Bab, lo yishrenu, or lo sam lo davim ve'echa. Those are the three potential possibilities for harboring any potential mazik, or what you call siluk hamazik. Now, I'm going to go back to page 5, to the din of Makkah, since Rabbi Yazgar, this also was on my head. I don't know, but here that's as well. I don't know about Chutzaritz, but here, this is a major issue. People go on their roofs, left and right, all the time, and there's no market to be seen. I'm involved with this. I don't go on the roofs, David, don't be chashed me. But the issue of the Dud Shemesh, all the Dud Shemesh are all over the place here, mostly on the roofs. Sometimes there are other people's roofs. That's another issue I'm involved in. In Bedal Mechavero, I mean, it's not about him. How in heaven's name they can put your Dud Shemesh on my roof? Could you explain that to me? And the answer is, because there's no room on your roof, so then you put it on my roof. That makes a lot of sense. And this goes on here, Maisa Shul Hol Yom. I sat here at Bezna Choshem Mishpat. This is what we dealt with. Kol Hayom V'Kol Haylom. We dealt with Hasogas Gul, with people who took over someone else's property. Why? Because they didn't have enough room on their own property. So they waited until the other person wasn't there, and then they all of a sudden, shall we say, entered the other person's property. They said, it's only a number of meters. What are you getting all excited about? They're Hakol. Madud, Shakul, Safur, everything is what we did. I thought I was living in a dream world. But obviously, the other two Dayana were Israeli Dayana. They were not living in a dream world. But this American, I was there in the world of the Tagein. I sat with Rabbi Spector and Rabbi Shekaleski, brother Chaim Arukin, on the Bezna for 8 years. We actually wrote Piskei Dinim. We felt, we did it, by the way, gratis. It was like a service to the community. And then people tell me, are you crazy? You spent so many hours, I have to write Piskei Din. I was one of the three Abbotim who wrote Piskei Din. I actually enjoyed it because I like to see what's going on in Halacha, and I'm very fascinated by the whole thing. And I spent a month, every month, 20 hours a month on this. I did it for several years till I came to my senses and realized I don't have time for anything. Okay, so back to Makkah. So this Makkah issue is a massive issue. So in Halacha Aleph and Beis in Rotzeach, I'm reading now Aleph and Beis. You have it over there, no? Okay, it has to be obviously a house. Okay, that's a famous halacha. Ram goes on. Correct. We're worried about someone falling. Wow. We have here in this country all over the place. I don't know, you ever in Gush Katif, you ever in those places? I don't know if you ever went there. People live literally on top. Okay, I'm not discussing the halakhic issues that are involved in doing that, but that's what goes on. And then it goes further. So I want to know, for example, I 1 second before you go. I don't understand why Batek Nesiyot, Batek Midrashot are potter from Makkah. He says, hold Ben Ruyim the Dira. Okay, I agree. It's not a Beit Dira. But there's a lav of Los Sassim Dabim Vesecha. We just said there are three potential lav. There's a lav of Los Sassim Dabim. And there's a Rashi and Menvav Lo Yishmerenu. So we're, and then as David said, we're Mechuyim, the Salik and the Hezek. For goodness sakes, there's a Mishal, Dabra Mesake. Why should there not be an obligation to go ahead and build the market? I don't agree with that deal. I would say differently. I would say that it's true that maybe the owner, there is a lav, and he's obligated, but I would say there's no chiyuv to build the market. In other words, you can go ahead and do other kinds of protective measures you can engage in. That's what I think, that's the chiddush of the rabbah. Mitzad makeh, there's no obligation. But of course there's an obligation to go ahead and prevent. You're trying to argue, no, there's not even, I think that's very difficult for the end of the doctor. So the answer is that the chiyuv, as always, would lie upon the, shall we say, the people who are entrusted with the gaboyim of the Beit Knesset. I don't know. I don't think it's the Rav, but I think the gaboyim of the Beit Knesset. So the gaboyim, but those who are entrusted, those who are the bailim, who are basically they have an achrayus to take care of whatever they have to take care of, so there's no question they'd be mechuyev to do so. Or maybe, I thought you were going to argue differently. I thought you were going to argue, but you said the basic zas hakasa, and that's what killed it to me. But I thought you were going to argue that the gag is not a michshel b'metziyot. I mean, it's a big difference between, let's say, a gag of a boar. You know, that's interesting. I just noticed I was driving already the last 2-3 days, and right near the Veish Shamir, there's a pothole. I command never saw a pothole in this country. I think I mentioned this. The United States, New York City, is mole begodush potholes. Every time I drove on the East River Drive, FDR, no volume. I was swerving the whole time to avoid all the potholes. You just walk in the streets of New York, another 1,000 reasons to make Aliyah, this is not a reason. You don't have potholes over there in England. Maybe you have people who have potholes, but you don't have potholes themselves. Mole begodush? Very good. Anyway, I'm saying that. That's the English. The English sense of humor. Anyway, so so I saw they have a fence. They try to fill the pothole, not exactly where I think it should be filled, but they put a fence around it. I'm here 29 years. I came out and never saw a pothole in this country. I hope you don't mind me saying that.
There was a
comment
that it broke.
What? I'm talking about that by Neve Shamir. I said a shiur there the other night. Okay, but I'm saying maybe maybe yesh lechalek between a boar, which is a mishol because it's a makom hiluch rabim, and a gag. That's what I thought you were going to say. A gag is not exactly makom dusad regel. Okay, the owner, the people who come to fix whatever they have to fix, come there on the gag. So it's not really a mishol. Maybe the bible manach chay b'shmira. Okay, and maybe that's what you're saying. That's exas hakosav ki sidne. That's what David said. That's where, okay, but it's not a chiyuv al pidin actually. What? Yeah, that's my problem. I think it's a stira. That's exactly what I'm asking. I'm asking a stira in the Rambam. Exactly as you put it. I mean, I saw actually.
If there's no shimush on the roof, why do you have to?
Okay. Someone, I asked someone to Google for me, so they this issue. So they found in the Chubas of the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham is the Kov Nerov. So he discusses in the Chuba. I didn't. He should have pulled the Chuba out for me, but he didn't. Kov Nerov, the Dvar Avraham. He was a friend of Rav Soloveitchik. He's quoted in that sefer. The Rav is quoted a number of times by the Dvar Avraham. So he has a famous tshuva, Dina Machus Adina. He's the most famous tshuva on that topic. So someone told me that they Googled and they have a tshuva. We got Beber Mayim Hanim Tzav Chatzav B'Takneset. So sometimes they had such venues. So now the question is, whether the Kehila is Mechuyev to somehow cover that bar so no one should fall into it or not. So I would say, of course, the chayv. I don't understand what the whole issue is. You have a mishol and mitzvah right in front of you. I don't know what the question is.
A mikvah.
I'm talking about. So that's what I was getting to. A mikvah.
Sure,
exactly. Right. A mikvah. But there, you're talking about it's enclosed. I mean, it's locked. It's, okay. I want to just say one more thing, and that is there's another Rambam which is I happened to come across accidentally on another occasion. So now I want to show you that Rambam too. The Rambam paskin that the building of a makeh is a mitzvah seva sisa maga legagecha. Mashenkein hasarat ha-michshol is a asay of yishama lechoshma nafshcha ba'o, which is a tumult unto itself. What in heaven's name does that pasuk have to do with anything? The context is Mamad HaSinai, and that's a kasha everybody asks. And, okay, that's not the issue I'm dealing with. But essentially, b'niyat ha-makeh is a kiyum asay. The chiyuv of siluk hezek, as you put it, or siluk hamisholot, is essentially an iser asay. But the gavra lichora, there's no kiyum asay by doing whatever positive action you're supposed to do in order to remove it. However, this is where there's nafkamina. Look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. This Rambam I happened to come across it accidentally. I wouldn't have really been familiar with it. So on page number 10, I think it is, no? Here the Rambam says, yes, Perek Yud Aleph. So he's talking about the bracha. So the Rambam says here, Osem Maki, I sort of, did I circle it? I didn't circle it. I did? Okay, so it says here, first he tells you, because the did of, if you do a mitzvah, so if you do a latzimah, b'varach lasa, the sugi p'sochim, davzayim. Otherwise, make it ala asiyah. Halacha yud beis. Love ash tfilin, b'varach laniyah. Tfilin, v'tzadi b'titzis, l'satay, v'yashma v'sukah, l'ashma v'sukah, l'adi v'yash al shabbos, l'igma sahalem, kavim mezuzah, l'kuvah mezuzah, osa makah l'gago, asher ki nisham mezuzah, yitzivan lasos makah. So the Ram paskin, the bracha is lasos makah. Did you ever hear a bracha about kisui habor? Hasarad mikhsholot, siluk hanezek, hapam lo shamanu sheish bracha? Correct, exactly. So that's why asiyas hamakah is a kiyamasei. V'dome l'kviyat ha-mezuzah. That's why the Ram clearly juxtaposes these two areas of halacha. Here you have a kiyamasei unquestionably, and that's why you make a bracha. Hashekev, kisui habor, all those things, siluk hanezek. So there's no mitzvah. But if you don't do it, you're over Bisu. They tumbled with me all the time on that Gemara in Bracha with the guy who met the official, and he's busy davening, I said Kriyashma, and the guy said, I could have killed you. And from that one Gemara, the other Gemara is in Shmata Meod, Nafsho Seche, two separate psukim that have nothing to do with the price of tea in China. And yet Chazal apply it to health and all these issues of sealed Mazokim and Asorat Mecholos. But anyway, you don't make a bracha because simply the siluk shara Mecholot or the siluk Hanezek, certainly there's not going to be a bracha and that kind of thing. Okay, yes. The Kayim Mila de Nezikin, the Kayim Mila de Brachas, the Kayim Mila de Avas, Af Laman Al Alf and Baba Kapa. I don't know what that is. It's a nice piece of Agoda, which I hope you will continue to, Mitz Hashem, say whatever Hasidus you say on that Gemara.